This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies. Michael Beanie here. If you've been enjoying the Beanies podcast, we would really appreciate it if you could hit that follow button in the app. It really helps us out. Now on with the show.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might look at some fluffy clouds,
hear from some old Beanies characters.
Or we might even start a podcast.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
What a lovely day. The sun is shining, it's nice and warm. A perfect day to relax at the park. Michael!
What? Where am I?
You started snoring really loud.
I don't snore. I sleep as quiet as a mouse.
A mouse with breathing problems.
Sorry to wake you, Michael, but we're trying to relax at the park as well, and your snoring wasn't helping.
Oh, sorry. Well, as I always say, let sleeping dogs stay comfortable.
No, you don't.
I don't think that's the saying.
Yeah, it is. Or something like that. Or at least the gist of it. So, what are we doing?
We're just enjoying this lovely day at the park and getting some well-needed relaxation.
Nice. As I always say, home is where the beanie is laying on the grass.
No, you don't.
Something like that.
Hey, beanies. Do you see that cloud up there?
Which one?
That one straight above us. It kind of looks like a bee.
Oh, yeah. On its way to make some honey.
Yeah, and while it's at it, it's also delivering the mail for all the flowers.
Oh, and that cloud there kind of looks like a unicorn.
Oh, yeah, but it hasn't found all its colours yet.
So it needs a rainbow so it can become colourful.
Yeah.
We're good at making up stories.
Man, if I had a dollar for every story we made up,
we'd have $2.
Two whole dollars.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hey, that cloud there kind of looks like a tall man wearing a long coat.
I don't see it.
And he's off to work. Mr. Grown-up is his name.
I don't quite follow.
Stay with me here. Here's the story of Mr. Grown-up. Mr. Grown-up woke up on a lovely sunny day.
A grown-up wake-up time for a grown-up man, as I always say.
Mr. Grown-up got out of bed and looked out the window. It was a lovely clear day. Apart from a small fluffy cloud just above Mr. Grown-up's house.
Not a cloud in the sky. Well, apart from that one. Close enough. Hello, little cloud.
And Mr. Grown-up waved at the cloud. And the cloud, who was just minding their own business, being a cloud, saw a man in a window waving up at them. And the cloud said,
"Oh, that's nice. Hello."
And the cloud waved back. Mr. Grown-up got pretty confused by this.
Doth mine eyes not do their job? I swear that cloud just waved at me. Anyway, time to get ready for job. Good thing I woke up on the right-hand side of the bed.
And Mr. Grown-up got ready for job. He put on his long coat. He put his square pizza in his briefcase. And then he left to get the groovy train to job. Mr. Grown-up was an accountant and counted all the cornflakes that go in the cereal box. Walking out of his grown-up house, Mr. Grown-up saw the cloud floating above and he said to it,
"Well, little cloud, you're welcome to float along with me if you like. As I always say, many hands make many gloves, or something like that.
Then the cloud thought,
oh, that sounds like fun.
And off they both went to catch the groovy train. Mr. Grown-Up just made it in time to catch the train.
Wait, wait, hold open the doors. Let me get on.
Which is the custom for all grown-ups to say when they get on a train.
Oh, that was close. If I was any later, I'd be late for job.
Then the train driver announced,
next stop, Slow-Mo Town.
What? This train doesn't usually go to Slow-Mo Town. Going slow in Slow-Mo Town will make me late. Oh, grumble, grumble, grumble.
And the cloud was watching Mr. Grown-Up grumble and started to grumble too.
Oh, no! Grumble, grumble, grumble.
And as the cloud started to grumble, it changed colour. The cloud that was once white and fluffy started to turn grey. Mr. Grown-Up looked outside to the grey clouds.
Grumble, grumble. Looks like rain.
Which is what all grown-ups say when they see grey clouds. Mr. Grown-Up grumbled all the way to job.
Grumble, grumble.
And so did the cloud. Mr. Grown-Up eventually arrived at job, but he was late. He got into the elevator to go to the top floor, but he noticed...
What? All the buttons have been pushed. Oh, that button bandit is back again. It's going to take me ages to get to the top floor. Oh, grumble, grumble, grumble.
The cloud could hear from outside Mr. Grown-Up's grumbling and joined in.
Oh, yeah, grumble, grumble, grumble.
And the cloud grew darker and grew in size. All the grown-ups looking out the window said,
Oh, looks like rain.
Put my washing out.
Which is the custom for all grown-ups to say when they see dark clouds? After a long elevator ride to the top floor, Mr. Grown-Up got out of the elevator and ran into his boss, Mr. Bigwig, who said,
Mr. Grown-Up, you're late again.
Which is customary for bosses to say to their workers when they arrive at work.
Oh, Mr. Bigwig, the train was running late and the buttons in the elevator were all pushed. Oh, grumble, grumble.
I don't care. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Outside, another cloud appeared. Mr. Bigwig's cloud. And they were also grumbling.
Oh, grumble, grumble. Oh, hello. What are you grumbling about?
I don't know, but Mr. Bigwig's grumbling and so will I, grumble, grumble.
Oh, grumble, grumble, grumble.
And the clouds grew darker and bigger. Not only did they grumble, but they started to rumble.
Oh, grumble, grumble, rumble, rumble, rumble,
rumble, rumble, rumble. Mr. Grown-Up, because you're late, you have to work harder and catch up, rumble, rumble, grumble.
Oh, yes, sir.
As I always say, work hard, play not that much.
And so Mr. Grown-Up got to work counting cornflakes. They had to do it super quick, too, so they could catch up. Sitting down at their desk, Mr. Grown-Up looked out the window. At the start of the day, the sky was clear, with one little soft white cloud. But now the sky was dark, with big, angry clouds rumbling away at each other.
I don't know, but they are grumbling and rumbling, and so will I.
Mr. Grown-Up started working faster and faster.
1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 18, 21, 22, 24, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30
eye.
Oh, my eye. I'm not supposed to get fingers in it. Ah! How did that even happen, Grumble Grumble?
And the cloud got angrier.
Oh, yeah. How do you poke yourself in the eye from counting quickly, Grumble Grumble?
Oh, my eye. Ah, I've got to go to the doctor.
So Mr. Grown-Up went to the doctor. Luckily, there was a doctor on another floor of the same building. Counting cornflakes is a dangerous job.
Ow, my eye!
Oh, my eye!
Oh, this is 46.
Please,
yeah.
What are the insurance for this?
I don't want to count cornflakes. I've only got two eyes.
And he got into the elevator.
Ah, all the buttons are pushed. Grumble, grumble.
And finally got to the doctor. And he said to the doctor,
I've had a counting accident and poked myself in the eye. Third one this week. Can you help me?
But the doctor was Dr. Snail and was very slow.
Well, well.
Another accident. Yes, my eye hurts. Could I please get something for my eye? I'm very behind work and I have a lot of cornflakes to count. Does my eye hurt? Yes, I just said that.
I hurt?
Ah! Yes, it does. Don't worry about it. I'll fix my eye myself. As I always say, if it's worth doing, it's worth ignoring the doctors. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
The cloud outside the window saw this and grumbled too.
Yeah, ignore the doctors. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Mr. Grown-Up needed to go back up to the top floor and walked into the elevator.
This day just keeps getting worse and worse. At least that pesky button bandit hasn't come back again. I think what I really need now is a satisfying and stress-releasing press of an elevator button. Oh, yeah. Here I go to press the button.
Pardon me, just heading to the lab. Button push.
And that was the last grumble that Mr. Grown-Up could rumble.
Hey, I was going to push that button.
And then the clouds got really angry.
Yeah, I was going to push that button. Rumble.
And Mr. Grown-Up ran outside.
That's it. Home time.
Wait, are you okay?
No, I'm all grumble.
Yeah.
Mr. Grown-Up ran outside into the rain.
Wait, I have an umbrella.
I don't care.
I think you need a moment. Here, stand under my umbrella. Take a deep breath to calm the grumbles.
The cloud watched them take some deep breaths and copied them.
See? Sometimes when I get really angry and full of grumbles, I take a deep breath and try to take my mind off things. Why don't we do something fun?
But it's raining!
Yes, but why don't we pretend it's raining jelly beans?
Jelly beans? Well, that's silly.
I know, but just imagine it.
Mr. Grown-Up looked up at the sky, and instead of seeing dark, grumbly, rumbly clouds, he imagined all sorts of colours. He also thought about all those big raindrops turning into little colourful beans.
Raining jelly beans is silly.
And Mr. Grown-Up had a little smile. And the cloud saw Mr. Grown-Up in his little smile and started to do the same.
Oh, are you smiling at me?
And the cloud stopped rumbling and started to turn a little lighter.
See, imagine all those little jelly beans falling about.
Silly, pretty colours.
And Mr. Grown-Up calmed down some more. And then he had a little giggle.
Yeah, pretty colours.
Oh, pretty colours? Oh, okay. Well, how about a rainbow?
And the cloud made a little rainbow. And it even stopped raining.
Well, look at that. No more rain. Feel better?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. What was your name?
Professor. Professor Know-It-All. Well, we better get back inside and get back to job.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Professor. Thanks for calming down, little cloud.
Oh, that's okay.
Did that cloud just talk?
Probably.
Mr. Grown-Up and Professor Know-It-All headed back inside, and the little cloud didn't rumble or grumble again.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
a fluffy cloud.
What shape is your cloud? Does it look like an animal, or is it a big storm cloud?
What colour is your cloud? Does it have a rainbow, or white and fluffy?
What is raining from your cloud? Little drops of water?
Or is it raining jelly beans?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a fluffy cloud.
Now time for a song.
That cloud looks like you when you taught me to dance. Standing on your shoes and holding your hands, we felt the beat and moved our feet. Is that what you see too? That cloud reminds me of my comfy bed. Kiss on my head. I know you're there with love and care. Is that what you see too?
Cloud watching with you. We watch them as they fly. We know that time ticks by. So let's just watch the clouds in the sky.
That cloud has a shape like the scar on my knee. I fell and you came and comforted me. You held me tight, said it's alright. Is that what you see too? That cloud's like the place where you taught me to swim. You held out your arms and I jumped right in. I had no fear, 'cause you were near. Is that what you see too? Cloud watching with you.
And though they float away, we both wish they would stay. So can we do this again another day?
These clouds right here look like you and me. They're holding hands too. Look, can you see? The next time I look to the sky, I'll remember this too.
Cloud watching with you.
Nice story, Mim. So many different wacky characters. Mr. Bigwig, Dr. Snail.
And our friend,
Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, beanies. And what are we up to today?
Hi, Professor. You were just in a story I was telling.
Oh, what did I do?
You came in with some knowledge and some wisdom, bada bing, bada boom, learned some lessons.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Hey, with our skills at telling stories and Professor's skills at telling knowledge, we could make something together.
Oh, I'll call my friend the music wizard.
And what would he do?
Maybe something to do with music?
Yeah, that checks out.
And then we could make something called a podcast.
Sounds fun.
Let's go.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here.
That means you're with
Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might take a trip around the world,
learn how to make spaghetti,
or take a ride on an elephant.
But we know that we'll hear from Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, Beanies. Let's get on with the show.
Yay!
Hi, Mini Beanies. We're going to be taking a little break from making podcasts for a while.
But remember, there are so many Storytime podcasts that you can find and listen to. In fact, we'll be re-releasing some of our best and most favorite-a-thitest episodes with all new interviews from some very special guests.
Cool!
We know a lot of Mini Beanies and their big people have been listening for a very long time, and we really appreciate it. We've met a lot of you, and it is so special to hear from all the families that enjoy our stories.
Keep an eye on us, as we'll be making heaps of other stuff for you to enjoy.
Yeah, we'll be making things for YouTube.
And we'll always be doing live shows all over the place.
So, big people, head to our website to keep up to date or follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Bye, Mini Beanies!
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.